And wait, they're in the kitchen. The rest of them are in the kitchen.
No. See, there's no more oranges in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And somebody wants to go get an orange. Well, what my and you know that.
I'd say. Okay, I'd say they're all gone.
Okay. What's a little? It's a red vegetable found in a salad.
A beet. Oh, you know, radish. Radish.
Right. And what might be another red?
Tomato.
Okay. Have you ever? Let me think. Have you ever heard of tomatoes being called Tommy Toes or salad tomatoes?
Yeah, I've heard of cherry tomatoes, salad tomatoes, Tommy tomatoes,
Tommy Toes.
I've heard of tomatoes. You know, I've heard people say tomato. Sounds really, you know, I say tomato.
Okay. Along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Irish potatoes?
Yeah, fan them. Yeah, Irish potato, yeah.
Well, I mean, especially...
Yeah, Irish potato, yeah. Like Irish coffee, whatever.
Okay. What would be... It's another kind of potato you would have maybe on Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes?
Or...
Are you talking...
It's orange color.
Oh, you mean like squash, or...
No, a kind of potato.
Yeah, yam. Like yams?
Or...
A sweet potato.
Yeah. Have you ever heard them being called Puerto Ricos or Jerseys?
Never.
Okay, what kind of vegetable gives you bad breath?
Onions.
Singular?
Onion.
Okay. This vegetable is often served mixed with tomatoes. It's sort of a slimy vegetable. It and you're picking it, and it gives you these little itchy little, like, feels like fiberglass in your hands. You might have grown it on a patch, like,
okay, let me think.
Something in tomatoes.
Okay, wait a minute. Now you're talking that there's
it's
in a salad. It's pretty common.
No, it's not in a salad.
It's served with tomatoes or celery.
Mixed with tomatoes. You know, cooked.
Oh, in a okra. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say happened when, like, you leave an apple or a plum around in the sun?
Mm-hmm.
It would do something. What would it do?
It would, well, it either rot or dry out.
And say it got all wrinkly and dried out. What might you say it did?
Deteriorated. No, I really...
Well, okay, the skin was all...
Oh, shriveled. Yeah, it's
okay.
Shriveled.
Okay, and not past tense, just plain...
Shriveled.
All right. Okay, the kind of vegetable... is leafy, and you
lettuce.
Might... Well, sort of like lettuce.
Cabbage?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What would, when you want to get beans out of the pods, you say you have to get the peas.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think, but, you know, it's, well, there again, like, that's one that I've heard.
It's something you have to do to get the peas out of the pod. You have to
snap and break them open. You have to, but I know, it's like, I've heard, like, terms, like, you know, pop peas, snap the peas, and you know, stuff like that. But I'm just shelling peas. I think would be the one that's the one I use.
Okay.
I mean, if
what about
you know, because that's because you know somebody says help me shell these peas. You know.
All right.
I don't like shelling peas.
What about?